We're going to take a few minutes now to look at how President Trump has handled all of this. At difficult moments for the nation, it's often the role of the president to deliver meaning, resoluteness, and calm. Think of George W. Bush in the immediate wake of 9/11 as one recent example. This week, in the hours immediately after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, President Trump took a different approach. He blamed his political opponents.
Radical left political violence has hurt too many innocent people and taken too many lives.
Trump said his administration would be coming for people and organizations that contribute to political violence. NPR senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith joins us now. Hey, Tam.
Hi, Scott.
You have covered Trump for a long time. This is, unfortunately, far from the first violent political act that he has had to respond to as president. So how does his handling here compare to the other times?
Trump and members of his family were quite close to Charlie Kirk, so this attack was personal for Trump. And his response was immediately partisan. Compare that to what happened after the shooting at a congressional baseball team practice in 2017. In that case, Republican lawmakers were targeted by a man who had been a Bernie Sanders supporter. But in a scripted address, Trump took a very traditional approach and said, "The nation is strongest when we are unified.
We may have our differences, but we do well in times like these to remember that everyone who serves in our nation's capital is here because, above all, they love our country."
And Tam, we have to talk about a big factor here. The president himself was shot at last summer at that rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Remind us of his rhetoric after that assassination attempt against him.
Yeah, it was interesting because a lot of his supporters were really fast to blame left-wing rhetoric, but Trump was more restrained.